AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the
ABC News. I'm Tom Rivers. As Israel continues pounding Gaza and doctors insist they're on the verge of closing hospitals altogether because there's no fuel, ABC News has learned of intense negotiations to win the release of more hostages being held by Hamas. A new fight for House Speaker on Capitol Hill, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, emerging as the top candidate after Minnesota's Mike Emmer pulled his name from contention.
Emmer, no fan of Trump loyalists, voted to certify the 2020 election results for Joe Biden. Politico reports after Emmer withdrew, Trump was quoted saying, "He's done. It's over. I killed him." ABC's Rachel Scott tried to ask the new nominee, Mike Johnson, if he still stands by his vote to overturn the 2020 election results. Johnson's supporters, including Congresswoman Virginia Fox, telling Rachel to shut up.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. This is ABC News. Hollywood is saying goodbye to the man called the first black action hero. Actor Richard Roundtree may be best known for the 1971 movie Shaft and its sequels, but his career spanned decades. He'd been battling pancreatic cancer. He passed away at the age of 81. Concerns about low levels on the Mississippi River. Through Vicksburg, it's at its lowest level since the 80s. River levels have dropped 10 feet since early last month, making it tougher for cargo ships to get through. And women in Iceland on strike for a day.
In Iceland, thousands of women putting their jobs on ice for the day, including the prime minister. They walked out protesting gender inequality. Iceland ranks as one of the world's most progressive countries. Some women, though, still earn at least 20% less than their male counterparts. Women also not doing any housework to show the importance of their contribution to society. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing D.C., baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State Attorney General Josh Call is joining a federal lawsuit to sue the social media company Meta. Call joins attorneys general from 42 other states in the lawsuit. The coalition alleges that Meta knowingly designed and launched addictive features on Instagram and Facebook. They say that the social media platforms help fuel a youth mental health crisis across the nation. The coalition says they are also investigating the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. A joint committee of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate held a hearing on a number of amendments to the state constitution Tuesday that cover voting. One of them would add a voter photo ID requirement to the document. Most voters already have to show a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Another proposed amendment would ban the use of private money or equipment to administer elections. Two of the amendments, if passed by the legislature, would go before voters during next year's elections. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers getting ready for the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. At 2-4, are the Packers now just looking to help their younger players? Rookie tight end Tucker Kraft.
Me, as a rookie coming in here, playing considerable amount of reps, you know, every week my reps increase. I'm told you're not a rookie. You have a responsibility on the field.
College football, the Badgers hope to hand the Ohio State Buckeyes a loss this Saturday. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell says it's going to take discipline to beat the number 3 ranked Buckeyes.
Discipline is a gift, and so everything that we do within the program has to do with discipline. So it's not something that's just taught. You know, over time, continues to grow. It's a skill.
NBA, the Bucks host the 76ers tomorrow night at 6:30. It's the season opener for both teams. Giannis asks, is signing his contract extension lifted the mood around the place?
It was very helpful. The Bucks are great. How the Bucks suck. That's what you guys talk about, you know?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with a chance for isolated showers. Highs around 62. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Scattered rain showers likely 24. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High of 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! How you doing out there on a dark and rainy Tuesday morning? But it's warm.
It's warm.
62 degrees in Oshkosh, 61 in Appleton, 61 in Green Bay. Man, did it rain hard here last night. I mean, it was kind of cool looking over the river and everything like that with that lightning.
Yeah.
Lighting up everything, and the rain was just coming in torrents.
After we did our little event last night with AJ Dillon, I want to thank him again. That was fun. I went to teach because I had somebody.
Yeah, you had a big night.
I had a big night, but I walked out of there at TC at 8:20, 8:30.
Yeah.
It was unbelievably pouring.
Yeah.
It was, that rain really came down.
Like in waves. But, it was like coming in waves or something. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, got wet.
Got wet. We had a nice event last night at the Children's Museum.
Yeah, Heather Heil, who is the director out there, is going to be joining us at 7 o'clock hour.
I don't have a cough button. We don't have cough buttons here.
Oh, you should take it a cough drop.
We don't.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Anyway, yes, that was. We're going to talk about the Children's Museum and what they do here in the community, how many visitors they get, what we do for education, outreach. So, yeah, thanks for coming to that. That was a good time.
I'll tell you what, if you tell me Ace is cooking, you can tell me he's cooking gravy train, I will be there. Yeah. Man, his stuff is good.
Yeah, that was fun.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we had a little open house there last night, so that was fun. Heather's going to talk about that at 7 o'clock. And, I tell you, I'm really excited about our guest at 6:30.
Me too. You know, I used to do CrossFit.
Right.
I did.
Yeah. That's cross-stitch. CrossFit.
I did CrossFit for a couple of months.
I
did.
What did you do?
Huh?
Clean?
Burpees. I mean, I can do more burpees than you.
Okay.
Oh, God. Todd, would that be something you just don't want to see? If you want to see Todd walk out of the room,
it's 6:08.
You and me doing burpees.
That ain't going to happen.
That would not be attractive.
No, this Terry's just super impressive. And I'm excited that she's coming on. I talked to her last night.
Awesome.
But what's cool about her is that she's kind of started a little bit later, right? 45 years old or something. She'll talk about that.
A lot of people do with CrossFit, though. It's surprising.
Like your buddy, or mine too, Tom Zelaski, it's this powerlifting. So I talked to her last night. I'm like, how are you doing? She goes, well, I did, 5 225s, whatever that means. But she does this serious lifting. But what's cool, and we'll talk to her when she gets here. I don't want to do too much of the interview, but her mom's in CrossFit. I think that's like
there really, was one really lady cool. That was probably 75 when
right.
I did it.
Yeah, I think that's anyway. She's
the one
be...
thing with CrossFit though. Like when you said about the power lift, it's not just being strong or how much you can lift. It's got to be done perfectly, and that's that's what I wasn't good at. The form is just,
imagine that.
The form. Wow, already, Hutta? 6:09. The form has to be perfect with CrossFit.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to be an interesting guest, and like we talked about, and Heather's going to be in here as well, talking about the children.
And we're going to have a good friend. Yes, we got a big show again tonight. Mike Stivpak for Fox Sports, who's from Green Bay. He'll be joining us. He's worked with everybody in the business, so I'm really looking forward to that.
I know you started our little discussion this morning with the weather. The weather does not look good for Sunday and the Packer game. But I still think, but they're worried again about this overtaking of a lot of Viking fans versus...
Oh, overtaking the town?
Yeah. Not the town. We love the town because they spend money.
Right.
I'm talking about in the stadium, usually go there and it's, 80, 90% Packer fans.
Yeah.
And I think that's declining.
I think in the foreseeable future, it'll be 60% Packer fans and about 40 opposing teams. I was at that Lions game last year, the last game
right.
of the year.
Yeah.
That had to be 60% Lion fans, 40% Packer fans.
And, there's a lot of people that haven't been to NFL stadiums besides their home team. And if I had to pick one away game, it would be the Packers because of the stadium and the history.
Yeah, no question.
So I just think a lot of people didn't come for the last 20 years because of ticket availability. And now they're like, let's go.
They're available.
Especially our division, right?
But I don't think, you got to admit, that's a pretty hefty price. I mean, when I was a kid type thing, they were $7.
Yeah.
So you went to every game.
Yeah.
But nowadays, when you're laying out those big fees and everything, I don't blame people for trying to recoup some of that.
Right.
It's not like the old days, man. If you had season tickets, unless there was something happened physically or whatever,
but
you went to that game.
Right.
I mean, my dad never missed a game.
Yeah.
And that's driving 3.5 to 4 hours.
Right.
Both ways, one way and then back again.
Yeah.
But wouldn't miss a game.
Yeah.
Not like that anymore.
No, I'm kind of okay with people experiencing our town because I think it's a great time to show off. Like, you and I had so much fun with the Lions fans.
Yeah, that was great.
Just downtown here. We were kind of working here.
Fantastic. Really enjoyed that.
We're located right downtown on Washington Street. And, there's some great restaurants, bars, and, of course, the city deck. And a lot of people come to take their picture with that. I love Green Bay with the cheese.
Absolutely.
I mean, I could believe it.
And the Heritage Trail Center over there. There were
a line of people, buses stopping.
I wish I would have talked to you about this last night. I can never remember her name. Doctor, she's on the show here once. No, not our show, but...
I know who you're talking about. I can picture her.
Oh, she was there with Craig.
Yes, with Craig. Yeah, I can never remember her name, Dr.
Yes.
Okay, but anyway, she actually works right now in Hibbing, Minnesota, which is up near where I used to. Those Viking fans up there are crazy.
Yeah.
They're so diehard. I feel bad for her if the Packers lose to the Vikings on Sunday. We want to get her on the show, Todd. Can you get her on? She is awesome. She is so much fun to talk to.
Yeah.
The one we went out for drinks with one night.
She's great.
But she is fun to talk to. We want to talk about that, what it's like living in Hibbing, Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
Dealing with the Viking fans. Because the Vikings are coming on. They looked good the other night, man. They looked
good. Well, we'll talk to your buddy who's coming on.
Talk to Mike. Today is also National I Care About You Day, Todd.
That's correct.
Okay, okay. World Pasta Day. I thought we just had that.
No.
Okay.
I just go with what they send me.
Believe me, John did. But
International Artist Day. I like that. We should get a hold of Spencer.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the greatest artists. I'll tell you what, though, that lady that painted Milton.
Oh,
she
man.
Doesn't have to take a back seat to anybody, huh?
No, that was
fantastic.
Yeah, that
just fantastic.
There's some great, we talk about that in Green Bay. There's great artists here.
Yep.
Yeah, that National I Care About You Day. Don't think that
we're going to celebrate it?
No.
Oh.
I don't think that Alaska Airlines pilot's going to get that.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a nut job or what?
What was up with that?
Did you see him in and he feels.
I read about it. I didn't see the story.
Okay. So this guy he was in the cockpit, right? In the jump seat. So there's three people up there. Thank God there's three people up there. And he pulled the levers to shut off the engines, which...
he wanted to commit suicide or something, right?
No, I think it's... Well, he's being charged with 83 attempted murders.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like suicide. No, they're going after this guy. But he did... He had a mental breakdown. Breakdown, but he also took some drugs prior to that, or these mushrooms, whatever.
Oh my gosh!
And
the Aaron Rodgers stuff.
I don't
might be.
The problem is he didn't crawl into a cave or whatever.
Yeah, Rogers for 2 days.
Yeah,
and read a book.
But this guy,
give me a break. That is the most overblown thing. What he said he was going to do. It had a bathroom. It had a bedroom. You want to really do that? Go up to the UP in an ice shanty and have somebody lock the door behind you and no lighting and no whatever. Just, and let's see how long you last.
Right.
That was such a farce.
It was. That was a resort. But I mean, this guy, I do feel bad for him. I just think he really had a mental breakdown. But that's how weird how that happened. And that the fact that he was in the cockpit. And thank God for those other two pilots that wrestled this guy away. But anyway, he is not going to get the National I Care About You Day Award.
No. Who's going to get that? Should we give one? Let's give one of those out today. The National I Care About You Day Award from Mino and the Mayor.
I tell you what.
Hey, Todd. Guess how he introduced the show last night at that event
we were
at?
Oh, no.
The Mayor and Mino.
Yeah, he did.
So you know what I said? You know, because Eric was there, our mayor was there.
Yeah.
I said, hey, if Eric was doing the show with me, it'd be the Mayor and Mino.
that's so kind to interrupt somebody when they're speaking in front of a group of people.
I thought it needed to be done.
Couldn't wait.
Actually, what I was going to do is I was going to do what I did later when I pulled back your sport coat and said, Jim's wardrobe provided by the taxpayers of Brown County.
I was wearing a Green Bay.
One of his shirts that he walked out of the office with.
I saw that, by the way, in the pictures.
You got that up? Yep.
Hey, but the National I Care About You, you know who could be a candidate for that on our show is Heather Heil. I mean, what she does at that children's museum is pretty cool. So
it's very cool.
She's a candidate. But maybe, do you want to have some people text in who we should give that award to?
Yeah. You know what?
$25 gift certificate.
You want to know who I'd give it to? And he wouldn't take it. So I might have to arm wrestle him for it to make sure he'd take it. Just got a text from Coin.
Oh, yeah. He
said
totally
another stellar day
that.
To plug the mention Mino and the Mayor to get a $250 off and a $250 donation to charity for Midwest Restoration. That's the guy that should get it right there. He's amazing.
Okay. That he is.
We're so lucky we got hooked up with Midwest Restoration. It's incredible.
Those are the guys who, when things go bad, be it water, fire, sewage backup.
How'd you like to have a job where you have to go in and do stuff?
Would not like that.
That would be, no, God bless those guys.
I do. And they,
wow.
And they're into it. Yeah. They like actually like
they helping. Like helping people.
They do.
Yep. What I mean. They should get that award. The National I Care About You Day is going to Coin and Ryan.
Okay.
All right.
I would agree with
done.
That. Hands down.
Yep.
The stories they tell, and we advertise their services, and they advertise their services, but we know a lot about behind the scenes what these guys bring to the
think
event.
Coin could tower lift both of us.
Yes.
I do too.
And that would not be difficult at all.
Well, yeah, it would.
It would be difficult for him. Yeah. I know, for us. It would be, that's a lot of, you know,
a little too close for comfort there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You ain't getting duct tape next to me. Tell you that right
anyway,
now.
Anyway, yeah.
Todd, you with me on that one?
Wearing one of those sweaters.
Yes. You know, just... Yes. Yes. And then doing burpees beforehand. So he's getting sweaty.
I am. It's very uncomfortable in here now. Right
yeah, now. It is. It really and truly is. But we got, like I said, we got a full day today. We got a lot of stuff going on. We did not do Dr. Kristen.
Oh, yes, that's right. It is.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah,
thank
she's
you.
Great.
Dr. Kristen is amazing. Yes.
We'll get her back on.
Absolutely.
Right.
We got to set a quick break. As you mentioned, you've got Terry Brown coming in a little while from CrossFit Powerlifter.
She's great.
Who's amazing. Heather Heil from the Children's Museum. Mike Stiefpack from Fox Sports. I like it. It's going to be a fun day.
Another great show.
Love it.
Thanks to you.
Way to put it together, Todd. We got to set a quick break. Mino and the Mayor back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. There are absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST. 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Lord, I was born a rambling man. I remember listening to this song.
Oh, yeah, this is
like literally on this day of 1973. That's when this song was big time.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why this day? Like, what do you mean?
Well, it was right. It was
around this time.
It was mid-October, 1973, and I know it because I had a date.
Oh, that's it. You had a date that year, that day. Yeah,
and okay. we were parked by Teal Lake, and this song came on, and I loved this song, and she hated this song, and I'm like, that's the last time I ever went out with this girl. Honest to God, isn't that funny? Where it's like you could break up over a song.
You know, I looked it up.
Yeah,
it was released August of 1973.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny how songs bring back certain memories.
Remember when we interviewed the glam band and how they bring people back to a time that was like, I don't say better because things are pretty good now, but I mean,
music
it was just different.
Seems to do that more than anything.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That and certain smells. Yeah. When you walk into, like when I was showing houses or stuff and to walk into a basement, like in the Astor Park area, and some of those were a little musty. Sometimes they're like the stone foundations and everything. And that would bring me back to like my grandma's basement where she was making wine.
With the Sistine.
Exactly. Wow. But songs, I've always felt that music does more to get your memory. I mean, I could tell you everything about that night. I mean, as far as because of that song. That one.
The argument. It's
just, yeah. And then we never went out again. Ever again. Yeah.
It was
almost like one of those things where it's like she was so insistent that was a terrible song, and I was so, it's like, okay, if you're like that about a song, you know.
See, okay, 73. So I had that argument. Yeah,
where were you in 73, Todd? Where were you in 73?
I was 3 years old.
Okay.
Oh wow. I think our argument would have been, you know, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford.
Uh huh. Okay, is that it?
I wasn't into music as much as I was.
No. You weren't? I thought you were big into music.
I was.
Who did you like? Who'd you like entertainment-wise back in the day?
Oh, John, I had to 22.
I started loving Seeger and Springsteen in like 75.
Yeah.
Kathmandu was like the first big song for Seeger. And Springsteen was just, I mean, remember the week he was on the cover of Time and Newsweek, I think it was.
Both at the same time, right?
Anybody's ever done that.
Yeah.
Springsteen.
Blizzard.
Now he's not doing well, huh?
Really? I thought he was okay.
I thought he had to cancel all his entire tour.
Oh, maybe he's got something on his vocal cords.
Something, yeah.
Or something else. No, Blue Oyster called Peter Frampton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I was more into the, like another one was Bob Dylan. Love Dylan. Back in that era.
I saw him.
You saw in concert?
Yeah.
How was he?
He was great.
Because I've heard it sometimes. I know he did the Riverside Ballroom one time, and he basically mumbled through it. He couldn't understand.
He was at the Rush. No, it wasn't the Rush. What was
actually,
it? The Brown County Arena.
I was
Brown
talking
County
with a doctor.
You wouldn't believe who I went to that concert with.
I was talking with a doctor last night about that. She's living in the boss's hometown in Hibbing, and I applied for a job at Zimmerman's Appliance Store. And got turned down. It was his dad or his uncle. I don't know who it was because that was his name, Bob Zimmerman. I got turned down for a job. So I've gotten turned down by higher stature people than you ever have. Don't you agree?
Boy, that's worth it. Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying.
I'll give you that.
I'm just saying.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But you're right about
music. But you're into Blue Oyster Cult?
No, I listened to that. Yeah, all right.
You're a little real druggy?
Not really.
Okay.
No,
not really.
And then...
Not
who,
really.
Who else? Who did Rose of Cimarron? That song?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. It was extremely popular.
What is
Poco,
it?
I guess, huh?
Yes. Oh, Poco? It was Poco. Okay. Did you listen to them, Johnny?
Ah. They had one song that was popular.
It was Rose of Cimarron.
Did they do Me, You, and a Dog Named Blue?
No, that was Lobo.
No,
Lobo.
That, yeah.
Close.
Related to Boo Boo. But that's...
Right. Yeah. Okay, let's just... All right.
All right.
But you're right about music. If I would play those songs, Johnny, it would put me back at St. Norbert in my dorm room.
Yeah.
Really, and those were good times. Not great times, good times. Things are much better now.
Text us. Give us a song, but it's got to go pretty far back that brings back a certain memory. Me was making out this girl by Teal. What?
624.
What?
Family show. That's gross.
Okay.
I'd rather. Whatever.
All right.
And then what? You got John, don't write it.
I'm
John,
just going to write something down.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
download the Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW. Lower right-hand corner is the text button. Text us the song that brings back memories from back in the day.
What, the 70s, early 80s? Oh, yeah. You got to see that. Yeah, she wasn't John's type. Yeah, she was.
Just leave it there.
Okay.
All right.
Surprised she didn't like the song.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
People are going to text us.
Yeah,
and they are going to
a
song that brings them back.
Really brings back a great memory. Or
so
something.
If it would be like let's say Peter Frampton, right? That would put me in a spot.
That would put me in my buddy's car, Jeff Punkowitz, driving around Virginia, Minnesota, listening to that Peter Frampton live CD. No, 8-track.
Right, 8-track. Totally. A song that would put me back in junior year of high school at Eddie Stanky's house.
Eddie Stanky?
Yeah. He's a good guy. Good guy.
The manager?
No, he lived on 8th Street in Manitowoc.
Oh, because there's an Eddie Stanky. He was manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, no, I did not.
Oh.
John, I was like.
That's what I thought you were talking about. It's like, oh, my God, you knew Eddie Stanky?
I did, but not that Eddie.
Okay.
Freebird.
Oh, Freebird, absolutely.
Right? And that puts you at a certain spot
in
time.
Puts me in Arizona with a bunch of kids that like to hit the...
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be interesting to see what and then bring... Get a song, not like yesterday, a song that brings you from like the 70s.
Yeah.
Early 80s.
What's yours, Todd?
We talked about glam band. Remember how they bring people?
Absolutely.
And I think that's really cool that they start their show. And I love the way Dennis starts his show. Gets out there and... You know, you're kind of at a concert, and there's a lot of people, and you have a few beers, and it's fun. But, you know, sometimes your mind is thinking about, oh, I got to do this. Did I get this done? I have to do this tomorrow. He's like, look, there's no better place to be than right here, right now. Let's party.
Yeah.
And it's like a great, and it's like, he's right.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy
just
this.
Just enjoy the moment.
And then those guys don't talk between, they must play 6-7 songs before they say
yeah, hello. Anything. They just
those
go.
Those guys just... Poof.
They hit it hard. Yep.
Love it.
Todd, was that yours, the Paradise by the Dashboard Lights?
That's a text. That's a text coming in.
What is
that? I would be... Paradise by the... Stop right there! I gotta know right
that
now.
That sounds like Basketball Jones.
Will you love me forever? Will you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? I gotta know right now.
So I asked. All right.
Every Friday at 5 o'clock... We would do it on WIXX. That kicked off.
That's exactly right.
That kicked off
exactly
the weekend every Friday at
David 5 Burns would be halfway to his cabin in Cribbets by the time that song ended. It was just a joke about that. That's he would play that and he had to run out the door. That one, okay, for me, that would have been where I first started working in Twin Falls, Idaho, 1979. Yep. That's when that song was big. Yep.
Okay.
Spring of 1989, camping with the Boy Scouts in Valdres, listening to Patience by Guns N' Roses by Campfire.
Good one.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses, all here.
Any CCR. Song, CCR, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Fortunate Son is still one of my all-time favorite songs.
Yeah.
That's one of my, that's going to be on my playlist for my funeral. Dom and I already started putting this together.
With the cabin.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be in there. Enjoyed spending time in his cabin up north. Even though
he
never had a cabin
up
north.
If this works, and we talked last night a little bit on the way home.
It's not going to work.
If this works, we're going to get you that cabin. But in the meantime... Go back to a happy place, and here we are.
Todd plays the best. I would love for Todd to do a music show and just play what he wants to play.
Well,
I would listen to that every day.
The way this is going, he may get his show.
Every day, I would listen to you.
Mac
the Knife. Every night at the Abbey Bar. That's right. It says, right, Jim? Oh, you used to hang out. Is that the old Abbey or the newer Abbey?
That's
we got to set a quick break.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. As Israel continues pounding Gaza and doctors insist they're on the verge of closing hospitals altogether because there's no fuel, ABC News has learned of intense negotiations to win the release of more hostages being held by Hamas. A new fight for House Speaker on Capitol Hill, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, emerging as the top candidate after Minnesota's Mike Emmer pulled his name from contention.
Emmer, no fan of Trump loyalists, voted to certify the 2020 election results for Joe Biden. Politico reports after Emmer withdrew, Trump was quoted saying, "He's done. It's over. I killed him." ABC's Rachel Scott tried to ask the new nominee, Mike Johnson, if he still stands by his vote to overturn the 2020 election results. Johnson's supporters, including Congresswoman Virginia Fox, telling Rachel to shut up.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission is taking action against a Rhinelander car dealership. They allege that both current and former owners of the Rhinelander Auto Center charged hundreds or even thousands of dollars of illegal junk fees. They also say the dealership discriminated against Native American customers by charging them even higher fees. They want the dealership to immediately stop charging the junk fees and return $1 million to customers as refunds. The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is quitting less than a year after taking the job. Acting Secretary Adam Payne lists a number of family-related reasons in a letter he sent to Governor Evers on Friday. Payne is stepping down after the state Senate fired four of Evers' appointees to the DNR's policy board last week. Senators never took up Payne's own appointment in January. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with a chance for isolated showers. Highs around 62. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Scattered rain showers likely 94. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High of 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 10/31/2023.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a warm but rainy morning.
And dark.
Sick, dark, and... Why is it so dark? Isn't it crazy dark?
It's very dark. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. 62 degrees, though, in Oshkosh. 61 in Appleton and Green Bay here at 6:34 in the morning on WGBW and WISS. You've got a very special guest.
We talk about special people in Green Bay, and there's so many of you out there. And a friend of mine, and I met her through, we both teach at NWTC. She's a much more knowledgeable law professor than I am, but I do struggle through that class.
Do you like his Harvard cup that he brought out?
Yeah, he did.
I always know when we have a certain type of guest that he's trying to impress.
Right.
He brings up, as Dr. Tiller would say, dropping the H club.
Anyway, Terry Brown is so many interesting people. One of them, and... What interests me about Terry is that she is a power lifter, and she really, some of people, when they get into their 40s, 50s, it's like, I'm not going to work out as much. She started when she was 45 and has been in competition, and I think that's a great story because we had Tom Zelaski on here. He's a reporter in Green Bay, and he talked.
I think she knows who Tom Zelaski is.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. So we had the Tom Zelaski on here, and he talked about he just lifts. He doesn't do cardio. And after talking to you, and you're saying I lift, I power lift, and I actually compete. I think that's terrific that people can do that. So tell us about how you got into this, and maybe the accident that got you started.
Yeah. There's a weird sequence of events that got me into being more of an athlete. Obviously, I raised two kids, so I chased them around to...
Can I back up just what you told us beforehand, though? Like, you didn't grow up as, like, an athlete.
I did basically nothing. In fifth grade, I was in remedial phi ed.
It's your story, right?
Like, yes. I did push-ups against the wall and sit-ups before school started as all my friends were walking into school.
Wow.
It was mortifying, as mortifying as things could be in fifth grade.
All right, well, so we can all relate to that part of your life.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely no.
No, we can't. I told you, I was second in a push-up contest. Johnny Triano was the only one that had more than me.
We can't find any documentation. Well,
none is still alive.
Welcome, Terry.
I had two kids and didn't do real much. I chased them around hockey and soccer practices and all that. And then when I was 40, I got in a car accident and had some pain from that neck injury, back injury. And one of my doctors had said that, you know, after about a year, my back had atrophied so much that he was afraid that I would end up in a wheelchair by the time I was 50. And just having somebody say that, I think, is a little bit of a catalyst to get you to want to do
it's
something.
It's a motivator.
Yeah. And I think we have two choices then, right? Like, well, maybe I should back off and not do anything, or I really have a lot of work ahead of me. And I took it as I have a lot of work ahead of me. And that's really what started it. And I went into it easy. I started yoga because I figured, well, that's low impact, you know. That'll get me moving. I even talked about my core of mush because I'm like, I can't even do a sit-up, that kind of thing. So that's really how I started. And one of my yoga instructors, Val, went to the gym that I now go to, and she had encouraged me to get started. And that's how I got started.
I just have to say one thing, though. It seems like the last thing they would tell you to do, if you had a back injury, that don't touch heavy weights.
Yeah,
but you went just the opposite.
Yeah, he actually, my doctor actually told me that I was going to have to build a lot of strength in my back. And so, like, the first thing, I didn't jump into it. I didn't say, I got to lift really heavy. It was starting CrossFit and actually getting a chance to deadlift and do some of those fun things that I started really enjoying the heavier weights. And once I pushed myself a little bit, they went up a lot easier. And then I saw a group of ladies that were just... back squatting, benching, and deadlifting. And I'm like, wait a minute, you can just do that and I don't have to do burpees? Like, that's awesome.
We were just talking about that. We wouldn't have a burpee contest.
Yeah.
Todd nixed that. He said he's walking out. Does not want to see that.
We'd lose our producer.
There'd be too many things moving all over.
I'd lose my lunch.
And Todd would have to be on cleanup. So.
You guys would probably smoke me on burpees.
I will say this, though, too, though. I mean, and I wasn't CrossFit just for a while, you know, whatever. But the one thing, it's not just lifting heavy weights. It's got to be done technique-wise perfectly, or they call you out on it, don't they?
Yeah, well, and I think that's the important thing is you just don't jump into lifting to lift heavy weights, you really have to start with technique first and take the weight off the bar. And sometimes it's just using the bar. Sometimes it's a PVC pipe to get the technique down. And my back squat took me probably 3 years to nail. I mean, it was a lot of work. I thought my coach was going to walk out on me a few times because it was a struggle for me to get the technique. And now, since I did that, now I can start adding weight and really moving that. And I'm seeing the progress now, but it's taken a few years for me to get that moving.
Well, and a lot of progress. Like even when we chatted last night, like I said, what'd you do today? And you're like, 52, 25, whatever you did, it was more than I did. I know that.
It was 5x5 back squats at 225 pounds without a belt.
Wow. Is that something?
Yep.
225?
225, yep.
What is your, do you talk about a goal? Do you bench press or?
Yeah. So my goal right now is, so there's two different types of powerlifting. There is equipped powerlifting and raw. And I lifted raw for a lot of years. So that's like, you get a belt, you get knee sleeves, that kind of thing. But then about a year ago, I switched to equipped, which is a bench shirt and a squat
suit. Wait, okay. So what is, okay, when you say that, which is the one that you just lift up to your waist?
That's the deadlift.
That's the deadlift. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So my deadlift, I lift that raw either way. And my max is 391 pounds.
Wow. Okay.
It'll be 400 in January.
I'm like stunned.
I'm there.
This
I'm get
lady
there.
Next to me can lift 400 pounds.
Who started when she was 45 after a back injury.
400 pounds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's incredible.
That's awesome. So you do this. You train at CrossFit. This is a very important part of your life. I mean, you do this. Do you train every day, or how does this?
Yeah. So I go to CrossFit 920. It's a gym on the east side, and my coach is Matt Gunville. And he's very experienced in powerlifting and training, even professional athletes. And now he trains me. I'm not so professional.
I still can't get over the thought that you can lift 400 pounds.
But I'll squat on Mondays, I'll bench on Wednesdays, and deadlift on Fridays, and then I'll mix in CrossFit for accessory and
how's your
cardio.
Back?
My back is fine.
I mean, this really helped it, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
I have a little old lady hip, like creaks, but that's what happens.
I've got a steel hip, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Speaking of old ladies, the other reason I wanted to get you on here is not to refer to her as an old lady, but you train with your mother?
My mom comes to the gym, yeah. So my mom moved in with us 3 years ago, and she is going to be 80 years old in November. And she comes and she trains with one of our coaches, Katie, twice a week. And she's very fit for an 80-year-old woman, definitely very fit. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, she goes to the Y with some ladies, and she line dances, and she's all over the place. So, yeah, it's really phenomenal to see what she can do.
Terry, did she start this at a young age, or did she get engaged later in this CrossFit like you?
She started 3 years ago.
Isn't that so
incredible?
77.
Yeah.
77.
Yeah.
I'm going to the gym.
What is our excuse?
We're not 77.
Good point. We can still wait.
You got time, you guys.
We got time.
What's the rush, John? We get these restaurateurs, they bring in food. But no, someday, we in a few years, we're going to be joining your group.
I bring in canned koozies and they bring in food. That's nice.
Let me ask you this, though. Once you really got into it, because I'm sure, like learning any sport, like golf or anything, it's frustration, frustration, frustration. And what you were doing, you had every excuse in the world to quit at some point. Say, oh, my back's sore. This is hurting my back, blah, blah, blah. And you stuck with it. What was that motivator to keep you sticking with it? Because I guarantee you that first day you were there, you didn't say, I'm going to lift 400 pounds one day.
No. And actually, like, walking through the door was the hardest thing in the world to do. And I think it's the hardest for anybody who's starting fitness is to walk in the door and start that journey. And there were times where I didn't show up for a few days because I was afraid. I didn't want to go in. You have to understand, I never ran a mile until I turned 45. I mean, there was one Saturday morning, I still remember it, running my first mile. And I had my friend Vale's husband, Kevin, running with me. And he's like, just think of what everybody else is doing on a Saturday morning. They're sitting on the couch. You're moving. So like the whole gym environment and the family environment there is very uplifting from that perspective. But when I wasn't coming in and I'd skip a few sessions, my coach actually texted me, and I wasn't even personal training with him at the time, but he's like, yeah, I haven't seen you in a few days. I'll see you tomorrow. And I honestly, if he hadn't done that, I probably wouldn't have come back.
This is quite the inspirational story. I mean, this isn't just, hey, Jim knows a person that's good. This is really inspirational. I'm serious. This is awesome.
This is. And there's people listening out here that...
this could motivate them.
I think it could. And I just, you know, I want to say this. You weren't this gifted athlete.
I wasn't.
Just,
no.
And I think there's a lot of people in Green Bay who aren't gifted athletes. No, there's a lot who are. But I just powered through it. And... I know you're not here on behalf of CrossFit, but you have mentioned them a couple times. Like, mm-hmm. why CrossFit, or have you had other gyms, or is this?
No, well, you know, I've been to the Y. I've been to a lot of different places, but Experience Fitness, like a lot of different places throughout my life. But this is the one gym that I stuck with. And I think it's because of the people there. And for people who have been to gyms and just didn't feel like they belonged or felt a little out of place, I'd say keep looking for that gym, because your gym family's out there. And my best friends are from the gym today. Like, yeah. And I go to battle with them. That's just the way they are. So it's such a supportive community, and it makes fitness different, I think, because you're not just doing it in your basement by yourself. And I have a full gym in my basement, but I'm not as motivated when I'm in the basement as I am at the gym.
Phenomenal. Right. Fantastic.
We need to find our gym family.
Yes, we do.
Thought I was your gym family.
Tom, you've been part of our gym family.
I don't think you want to look at the studio for that.
No, we got to look outside the studio.
Outside the windows here. What kind of competitions do you have coming up?
So we're doing a fake state meet at our gym. So fake state's going to be in January, because they move state from January to June. So we're just going to do a mini one. And then the Arnold is coming up in March, the first weekend of March.
Nice. What is that, the Arnold? That's the thing in Addison?
That's actually in Columbus, Ohio. It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Classic. Oh. And it's an invitation only meet. So
how do you rank for your age group nationally?
So if you look at for equipped lifters in my age and weight class, because it goes by weight classes, I'm fourth in the nation.
Wow.
What?
Incredible.
What?
Fourth. She lived 400 pounds. I'd hate to meet the three others.
I have American records. I have state records. And yeah.
Phenomenal. Fun. What an inspirational story. Terry Brown. And do you do any personal training or anything? Or
I personal train with a coach, but yeah, I don't do.
But, I mean, you don't do it to
not yet. No, yet.
Would that be the next step?
That might be. Yeah.
I think you should.
So do I think. Again, well, I think you should.
It'd be different if it'd be like, well, you know, she used to play for football for Wisconsin, or he, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But where you started from scratch like this is that's the hook.
So where do you want to take this? I mean, you obviously teach at TC law, a couple business classes. You're fourth in the nation when it comes to lifting. That you started late. You got your mother that's working with you. What are your plans? You're obviously very healthy.
I hope to stay healthy. I think at this age, like, we just hope to continue on and progress and grow. And I think that's just an important thing to do.
Fantastic.
What else? You're taking some, are you getting into photography? You said
I am, yes.
I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
I think that's very cool. And people, you know, weddings, nature, but you've kind of
picked
a lane.
I like sports photography. Yeah. Pick the lane to do.
Yeah. That's cool. And like, so what, you take pictures of people like you powerlifting, or are you going to get on the field with your kids? Oh, your kids, are they still in school?
No, 22 and 20.
It's 7, okay. 9, 20.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So
are they following your... athletic? Isn't that cool?
They do follow, yeah. So my intention with my photography business is to really pick that lane of sports. I've done, we do a CrossFit competition from our gym at Capital's Credit Union Park in the summer, in September actually. It's called Rumble on the Bay. And I photograph that every year. And I'm a director of our powerlifting meet at our gym too. So I photograph that. But I plan to branch out a little bit more.
Beautiful. You have a little website or something?
Yeah, terrybrownphotography.com.
Hey, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you make him do a burpee in front of us?
No.
I will.
Come on.
Yes,
I will.
Do it.
Yeah. Come on. Do one.
We teach
do
in
one.
Front of each
one.
Other.
Yes.
No.
No.
One burpee.
One burpee.
No, I'm not doing. No,
yes.
You
got
to
do a burpee.
Okay. Oh, we got to go to
one
break.
Burpee.
We got to go to break.
Time.
All right. We got time. Time's up. Thanks for listening.
Wow.
Terry Brown, you are awesome.
You are truly an inspiration. That's fantastic. We're going to follow your athletic career.
We are. We're going to get you back.
Yeah.
This is great.
And, this is super.
Congrats to your mom. And what an inspiration she is.
Is she listening?
She might be, yeah.
Okay, well, if not, we're getting her on our show. That is very cool. 77, she walks into CrossFit.
Yeah.
God bless her.
All right. We got to send her a quick break. Thank you, Terry Brown, so much for being here.
Thanks, Terry.
Mino and the Mayor. after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning, except for being pitch black and rainy. Other than that, isn't it weird how it's like it went from the other day, was like sunshine in the mornings we would come in, then pitch black, like,
and it stays dark. It seems like late. That sometimes it changes, like, oh,
when is that change?
It's coming
the first,
right?
The first weekend of November.
Oh, I hate that. That's where it's dark by like 4.
That's the 4th.
Why do they do that? Todd, why do they do that?
But Congress, you know, with all the stuff going on, they
doesn't that go back to like the Depression days when they started that?
Well, I think that was
save money or something.
I think something on to Depression. Wasn't that Carter?
No, I mean, that goes farther back than that. It was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, based on farming and stuff like that.
Yes, that's what was farming in that.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't. It's,
it was.
Carter
had nothing to do with it.
No. That.
Jimmy Carter had nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I know Jimmy Carter. You, sir, know Jimmy Carter.
You're right.
Started, it started in, I would take, it just, started in 1960.
19 what?
1960.
Okay, when was he elected?
16. Okay.
April 30th, 1916.
So that would have been Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, John.
Right?
Okay. I knew Woodrow.
Carter.
Yeah.
No, hey, look.
Okay, Woodrow Wilson.
Jimmy Carter's energy crisis had something to do with extending daylight savings time or doing something, because I remember when we were in high school talking about that.
No.
And yes.
No.
I think I'm right.
Okay.
On
first
that,
of all,
you guys. That's
okay,
right.
First,
I'm not going to research this now, but I'll look at it this afternoon and I'll educate.
Can we have
you
a wager on this? Can we have a wager? Really,
no. I just
the loser has to do 10 burpees.
No.
Yes or no?
I not. Well, when do they have to do it?
Like right away, immediately, as soon as we find out the answer.
No,
that's what
I'm going to be in great shape soon.
How's that plant-based diet going?
That's going to get started.
I still think
Todd, I was so
Todd. I still think one of the funniest things I've ever heard say to me, even though it wasn't intentionally funny, was one of the most funny things ever.
All right.
When last week he has those two whole grain spinach, hummus, blah, 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 breakfast sandwiches here,
yeah,
right?
They look good. Yeah,
I brought them from, I went from Panera.
Yeah, but he goes, I go, wow, that looks hell. He goes, yeah, it's such. He goes, and I ate the one with the sausage.
I did. I looked at him, I thought,
His plant-based diet, but he still wants sausage in his.
It was good, too.
It was really good.
I plug for Panera. Those were good breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, they were.
Anyway, I enjoyed that.
Yes.
I know, me too.
Yes.
All right.
But once again, we got, thank you very much, Terry Brown. She was fantastic. We got we talked about Midwest Restoration, what an amazing thing they've got coming up. And they had their Coats for Kids campaign. And I hope we can continue that, to be honest with you, here, because we just kind of started with them. Heather Heil from the Children's Museum of Green Bay is coming in. We were with her last night at a great get-together. We've talked about this. A.J. Dillon was there last night. No disrespect, Mr. Mayor. He owned the room.
He did.
He owned the room. I yelled out again. And I said, of all the mayors in this room, he's my favorite.
And there are a few of us there. But yes. I think probably Eric and I agreed with that. And
yeah.
That guy, first time I really met him and talked to him, very articulate, very smart. Like,
just you impressive.
Could tell he's a Boston
just
guy, right?
Impressive.
Yeah, that was fun. I look forward to him being our honorary chair for that.
And that's quite the place they built out there.
Well, wait. I mean, we're going to talk. I mean, I don't know what Heather's going to talk about, but they're doing great out there right now.
Big capital campaign coming up.
She's going to talk about the here now. I think she's going to.
You know, I didn't realize there was so much space. Like I told you, I used to go to Bay Beach with my kids when they were really young.
Right,
okay?
Right.
I haven't been there probably 20 years.
Yeah, John's the only guy. I think we did this once before, this Todd. John's the only guy that hasn't ridden on the Zip and Pippin, which is what there's just lines of people. They come here that's kind of like a little bit of a. I was in Green Bay, and people will say, did you go to Lambeau? Yeah, did you go to Lambeau? And, maybe the City Deck, but did you ride the Zip and Pippin? The majority of people have, but you haven't. That's okay. Let's continue.
Well, anyway, so Heather brought that up last night about how many millions of people go to Bay Beach?
2 million. People.
2 million a year. That was shocking.
So if you're across the street with free parking, you're probably going to pick up some business.
Go into the museum, yeah.
Right. I mean, you're just the location. That's why I even
there's
talked
a
about,
lot of space out there.
There's
yet.
A lot
I want,
of
I want
undeveloped,
some of that space. I need 2 acres.
But, John, I think what
I need
you're
2 acres
at
for
doing,
my museum.
Yeah. Well, you know, that would be kind of cool to have
I know,
museums.
Right on the water.
And I want a music museum.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll give you a wing for your music museum.
And then if we could, between these things, or have like a Red Robin, Sammy's Pizza, you know, like have some places.
Yeah, well, don't go. No disrespect to Red Robin, but don't go chain. That's
true.
Local.
That is true. I'll give you that. Okay. So who's that guy?
You know
that,
that would not be a bad place for me and Tony O and Ace to put our bar.
Well, I don't know if I want a lot of alcohol out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's the guy that we like on Broadway next to the 70s? That burger place.
Oh, yeah, we were there that one time.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've been there.
Oh, I've been there a few times.
I bet. It looks like it.
That would be a great place. Is Steak and Shake still a thing?
That, you know, Larry McCarron, whenever we would travel on the road, that's the first place we would always look for. People always think, oh, you and McCarron on the road. I bet you guys are. Yep, Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
That's where we would always go.
Wouldn't that fit out there?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But again, you're going.
Because you got the college
shame
kids.
Shame-wise, why don't
you
go local?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Ace about putting a place out there. Although I don't know if that kind of food would go over all that well with kids. But I mean, some kind of a place where.